You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The Roma people are one of the most persecuted minorities in the world, so much so that there is even a term, anti-Ziganism, to describe the kind of racism they face. In France, President Sarkozy has launched a plan to evict migrant Roma from their homes and expel Roma EU citizens from France. According to some estimates, over 9,000 people have already been forced to leave France. In July of this year, authorities arrested and deported 23 EU Roma from Denmark. In response, the European Roma Rights Center in Budapest, Hungary, has filed a lawsuit against the Danish authorities, accusing them of violating EU law. Lydia Gall is a lawyer with the European Roma Rights Center, and she joins me on the phone from Budapest. Hello, Lydia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Now, first I want to talk about the 23 EU citizens who were deported from Copenhagen, Denmark. Who are they?
Well, basically, we're talking about two groups of Romanian Roma who were in Copenhagen at the same time. They stem from pretty much the same place in Romania. And I think it's important to stress that very fact that they are EU citizens and thus have a right to reside and move freely within the Union.
And so what were they? Why were they in Denmark?
Basically, I'm just going to give you a very brief sketch in general about the situation for Roma in Central and Eastern Europe, which will explain better why they actually were in Denmark. Basically, the recently joined states from Central and Eastern Europe to the European Union, they have huge amounts of Roma in the specific states, and many of them, or most of them, lived in abject poverty, in social exclusion, and they face day-to-day discrimination in all levels of society life. And this also sometimes have expressions in violence, both from authorities and also from private individuals. So in this kind of environment, it's very difficult for Roma to be able to gain any type of valuable education due to the discrimination that they're exposed to, which in turn impacts their ability to get meaningful employment and to break into the job market. So it becomes a very vicious circle, which have left a lot of Roma when these countries actually acceded to the Union, mainly countries like Bulgaria and Romania, with a whole different set of options that they could actually make a living in another EU country. So this is one of the reasons why these 23 Roma, there are other Roma, of course, in Copenhagen, but this is one of the reasons why the 23 Roma went, because of the extreme severities of life that they face in Romania. They thought of being able to make a better life in countries like Denmark.
Now, the people were arrested on July 6th, and they were deported shortly after that. On what grounds were they deported?
Well, this is quite interesting. If authorities claim that these two groups of Roma basically constituted a threat against public order and a threat against public health. The reasons that they give is basically that the one group of Roma, they were residing in an abandoned building, thus violating some local ordinance. And the other group, they were they had pitched tents in a public park. And that those two reasons were the ones given for the fact that these people were considered to be a threat against public order. Now, the public health argument, according to Danish authorities, was the fact that around these camps that they were in, the abandoned building, and around the tents that had been erected by the Roma, there had been litter scattered and, in general, quite unhygienic circumstances. So this, according to Danish authorities, amounted to a threat of public health, which, again, is interesting when we look at it from a legal perspective, because basically when we talk about threats to public health, we're talking about diseases that might go into like pandemic, like spreading of epidemia. So, and that's according to a list that the World Health Organization has, which in these cases, there's no indications, obviously, that any of these people were spreading such diseases. So, but these were the reasons given by the Danish authorities.
So they're being deported for something that you will see in any city in the world.
Basically, yes. And I mean, we should also be aware of the fact that the arrests on the July 6th of this year and the subsequent deportations on July 7th back to Romania, they were basically, how should I say, they came in the wake of statements by high-ranking public officials in Denmark which were calling for measures to rid Copenhagen of criminal Roma. Now, high-ranking officials include the Lord Mayor of Copenhagen and the Danish Minister of Justice. These comments, I believe, were made on the 5th of July, and so all these, the mass arrests, the police actions, the concerted police actions, they came as a direct consequence of these statements. So based on that, we can also say that they were deliberately targeting specific groups of Roma in Copenhagen. So in a sense, an ethnic profiling.
Now, your organization, the European Roma Rights Center, has taken legal action against the Danish authorities. Can you briefly explain to us what it is that you're doing?
So basically at this stage, first of all, we had to locate these Roma. This is often a problem when Roma are being deported from various countries. We often get the information very late. It's very difficult, obviously, to get names and localities of where people are from. We were quite fortunate, and in various manners we managed to find these people. So once we did, we explained to them that this is something that you can actually appeal and challenge. And all of them were quite happy to do so. So the process is basically that first we have to appeal the orders, which we did on 3rd of September. So basically that's an administrative appeal that goes back to the Ministry of Integration in Denmark. It's quite a simple procedure. We expect that appeal will be rejected, as is often the case in these particular circumstances. But we are looking at, after this administrative appeal, that we would like to file, to bring the case before a Danish court. And once it's there, the aim would be to actually have it referred to the European Court of Justice, which is basically the highest court in the European Union that rules on legality of national laws with the EU laws in force.
Now, you say that the expulsions are a violation of a policy called the Free Movement Directive. Can you explain to me what that is?
The Free Movement Directive? It's a directive that guarantees all European Union citizens the right to reside in any EU member state for 3 months without any particular conditions other than holding a valid passport or a valid ID card. And the same, this directive also sets out quite stringent conditions for removing EU citizens for reasons like public health and public order. And also, in this directive, it's also mentioned, obviously, that there needs to be individual assessment of grounds of deportations. And this, the case in Denmark kind of suggests that because they have been singled out as a group, these individual assessments haven't been made. But rather, they have put targeted the Roma as a group and collectively expelled them.
So it's the fact that it's a collective expulsion that makes it a violation, or it's what they're being expelled for that makes it.
No, it's a mix of reasons. One of them being the fact that their rights have been violated in terms of their right to move freely within the Union. Even on an individual basis, this would be the case. But because the specific orders are very similar in each and every case, it suggests that the same grounds have been applied, the same very, very superficial grounds have been applied, basically with the sole intent of just expelling the Roma as a group in one go. And that in itself is an additional violation, the collective expulsion of people.
If you win the lawsuit, what will it mean for Roma in Europe?
I think it will be very, very important. The problem is there is a slight problematic judicial process here. If it gets to the European Court of Justice, and if we get a ruling, a preliminary ruling by the European Court of Justice that rules on the legality of Danish actions in in relation to the Free Movement Directive in particular, but also other relevant EU laws. If we get a positive ruling on that, of course, that will bring a precedent that thus far does not exist within the European Union. And if we can take that, that, of course, will impact, it will have a direct impact on other Roma in Europe who are basically also migrant Roma, like the 23 Roma that were expelled from Denmark. Because then we will actually have a decision from the highest judicial organ within the European Union saying that expelling people on such grounds is in violation of the rights guaranteed by the Free Movement Directive and other relevant EU legislation. So yeah, it would be very important.
And would it have protected the 9,000 people who have already been expelled from France?
It would be much easier, yes, of course. At this point, one of the problems is that we don't have any specific precedents, and the Free Movement Directive in itself is quite broad and it's quite blurry, so there are no exact determinations as to what constitutes a threat to public order, what constitutes a threat against public health. It's quite broad, and the problem with that is that individual member states at this point, they make their own interpretations. If we can get the highest judicial organ within the Union to say that these are the boundaries for what can constitute a threat against public order, then obviously you can just go to the member state who in pertaining to your question, France, and saying that we have a ruling here, so what you're doing is effectively illegal and you need to stop it immediately.
Well, the best of luck with your lawsuit, Lydia.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
I've been speaking with Lydia Gall. She's a lawyer with the European Roma Rights Center in Budapest, Hungary. Their website is errc.org.